Now, I wanted to move to this really quick because I thought that this was one of the more interesting quotes that we've had throughout this Tigers baseball season. Yes, the Tigers are playing baseball right now.
Walk-off? Yeah, I was there yesterday. There was a walk-off, and you were there. You hung out in the stands on Friday night,
I was there on Friday, and I was so engaged in the game that I didn't even realize that the national anthem was playing, and I forgot to take my hat off.
Oh, my God.
I know. Like, because you're just... You go to the Tigers game, you're in right field, you're having a couple of beers, you're hanging out, you're watching TV.
Oh, so you didn't have beers. You didn't have the tall, free drinks.
No. Okay. Come on, please. But we were just standing there. I took my brother for his birthday, and he goes, hey, your hat. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? I don't want to take my hat off. I was golfing earlier. My hair looks terrible. It's like really thin. And he goes, no, the national anthem's playing. I'm like, oh, we're at a baseball game.
You heathen?
I know. I took it off. I looked like an idiot with my hair, but really bad hat here. But Miguel Cabrera was asked recently about his power numbers, or I guess
lack thereof.
Yeah. And, he basically... I mean, look, he threw Nico Goodrum and the rest of the lineup under the bus. I don't care how anyone wants to, say it or try and, come up with a way of describing it. Miguel Cabrera said the following, quote, Prince Fielder, who's hitting behind me right now? That's a big difference, too. How am I going to hit 40 home runs? In the past, I got Prince Fielder, Victor Martinez, Johnny Peralta with steroids. I got a big bat behind me. You see the way guys pitch me? That explains everything. Now, apparently, Miguel Cabrera did say, with all due respect to Nico Goodrum, he wasn't trying to insult him, blah, blah, blah. Ron Gardner was asked about it and essentially just said, hey, he's the boss around here, not a big deal. He's not going to have a talk with Miggy or the rest of the team about the comment. But Miguel Cabrera, it bothered me only because of one thing. He's not having any kind of accountability for what he's doing. In 121 at-bats, he's got one home run.
Like he's a hell of a home run, though.
Oh, well, a monster. Yeah, I don't remember it. Yeah, I'm sure he really, is holding on to that one. But it's pretty clear the power numbers are down and evident that he just doesn't look right. And for him to go out there and say, well, look, I got a crap team. I got a crap lineup surrounding me. What do you guys want me to do? Well, he'll get a 92 mile an hour, four seam, and he won't be able to catch up to it. It'll be behind it. So there have been instances in which he's gotten good pitches to hit, and he simply hasn't done anything with it.
Oh, for sure.
It just bugs me that he would go and throw his teammates under the bus instead of just saying, hey, I got to be better. Okay. I got to figure it out.
I totally agree. But you wanted him to lie a little bit then, too, right? Like, it would have been better.
How so?
Because I'm sure the lack of protection in the lineup adds to
sure.
it.
Sure.
It's not the only...
He gets good pitches, though, nothing.
No, but you cannot deny. It's possible for him to be throwing people under the bus and lacking accountability and also being correct, at least half correct.
At least look at yourself first.
I agree, but do you or do you not believe that what a lineup looks like does affect...
Of course. That's how baseball has always worked.
It's like the unspoken word, the unwritten rule or whatever it is, okay, even though that may be true, you don't. But players all the time, either privately or whatever, talk about it. He needs protection in the lineup. Whoever hits behind. That is huge. Now, should he have said that again? I'm not defending Miguel Cabrera at all on this. I'm just saying I've talked to him many times. And sometimes he's being conversational. He's trying to explain stuff and he probably doesn't realize. Whatever. All he had to do was say, it's different now. I'm in a different place, and I do need to get my power back, and I missed most of a year with a torn bicep. So, yes, I want my power numbers to go up, and there's a lot of reasons that I'm not going to go into, but, yeah, I need to get my power up.
Instead, that would have been better. He decided to deflect blame and throw Nico Goodrum right under a bus.
Are you really going to cry for Nico Goodrum?
Look, that wasn't the point. I do think that that's important to throw out there.
And
the
apparently
thing,
he didn't because, and I know the guy for the Free Press, Chris, who talked to him, apparently he did say, I'm not, not to criticize Nico.
And that's fine. That's not what bothers me the most. What bothers me is just you have this guy making $30 million a year for a terrible team. And instead of looking at himself and looking in the mirror and being honest and just saying, I got to be better. Like this isn't his first rodeo. He does a lot of these clubhouse, you know, interviews, right, and but
this
all
is,
that.
This Come is on. This is the problem you run it. You get yourself into. You get so sick of the cliche responses from athletes.
That wouldn't have been cliche, though.
Yes, it would have. He's been through this rodeo many times. All he has to do is say, I need to be better, and I'll try my darndest. Yes, it is.
That's not cliche honest. This is not honesty.
Yes, it is. He does believe that.
Maybe 15%.
Okay, whatever. He believes it. That it's more honest than...
Well, that's even worse.
Than to what you... claim. I hear you guys in the always say, like, you know, why do you even talk to athletes? They don't tell you anything.
Well,
it's
I
all
agree.
Cliches. And you just said he would have been better just to say, I'm trying my best and I need to get my game going. When in fact, in a rare moment, maybe he quote unquote slipped up out of cliche mode and said, well, it's kind of different in the lineup, too, if you haven't noticed.
See, I disagree. I don't think that's being cliche at all. I just think...
Yeah,
hey,
you wanted him to be cliche.
I got to look at myself. I got to work harder. I got to get in better shape. I got to catch up to the fastballs. Hopefully, when the weather warms up...
You just spouted eight straight cliches.
I disagree. Isn't that what's going on, though?
And he was telling the whole story.
But he didn't talk about anything else other than, hey, look at the lineup.
Of course.
Right?
You would have... I said that. Of course, you wish he had... added more and said more, but it's not like he's lying. It's not. I mean, have you looked at the
line? Sure,
the
but Tigers, he's still getting pitches to hit, and he's not
as much
doing
have
it.
Have you really been charting his pitches all
year?
Yes,
100%. Trust me, I've been sucking down Tigers baseball,
I don't
unfortunately,
mean to alarm
as much
you
as
this.
I can.
And are you upset or bothered slightly, or not larger than slightly, by Miguel Cabrera, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. The accountability... should be that, and again, we know they're going through the rebuild, but they don't get a free pass forever. The Tigers are fielding one of the worst day-to-day lineups we've ever seen.
100%.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a guy gently tries to point that out, and, why didn't you take accountability? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Gently tried to point it out.
Point to yourself.
And
look at yourself.
He should, but... it is noteworthy that they have one of the worst lineups we have ever seen.
I understand
and
that.
And Miguel Cabrera
has
been part
ongoing.
Of
this has been ongoing now for a couple of seasons as well.
He
the
missed
power
all
numbers
last
have been
year.
Declining. I understand that.
His
but
bicep was ripped off.
I understand. Maybe it will take time. We'll
no, no,
see
I don't think his power is ever coming back full-fledged. And I do think at times Miggy checks out now. And I do think that was sort of his way of explaining why. And again,
okay, so now it's okay for him to check out, and it's okay for him to throw a teammate under the bus.
Okay. I'm trying to explain to you. So you get caught up in what an athlete. You want athletes to say the words you want, and then so you can use them against them. You do that all the time.
I don't think so.
Yes. What if he had said, I don't know what's wrong. I've just got to give up. What do you mean you don't know what's wrong? You're making $30 million a year. Why don't you explain why you can't hit 50 home runs? Yes, you would.
We wouldn't even be talking about it if he came out and said that. This wouldn't even be a topic. It wouldn't have been something we'd be discussing.
Totally.
If he came out and just said, hey, you know what? I'm off to a bad start, rocky start. I got to fix this. I got to get it right.
Yeah.
I don't feel right.
And then
right
the
right
follow would have been, okay, but besides not feeling right, anything else? Here you switch. Nope. Now I have to lie because if I don't lie, jackasses like Bogey are going to rip me on the air.
I just want you to point at yourself first. If we have a bad show, I'm not going to throw you under the bus. I'm going to throw myself under the bus first. Hey, I got to come with better prep. I got to set Woj up for better responses.
But then you could be more honest with yourself and say, but I got in a car accident on the way here and I was all flustered and that added to it. That's not a lie.
When your first focus is, I'm going to throw my teammates under the bus.
Well, I don't like talking about a comment that I wasn't there for. I don't know if that was his first focus. I don't know if he was chit-chatting and having fun. I don't know.
That's not a great look for him. And that's part of the reason why I think there's a disconnect between him and the fans here in Detroit. There always has been, even though he's been a very good player.
When he was winning the Triple Crown, there wasn't a disconnect.